One of the next questions from readers, and by the way, you can submit your own questions in the comments section below this. How do I detox from forced vaccinations? Whew. Yeah, mandatory vaccines, a big deal today. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and yes, I ate some pie, and it was delicious. Thank you for geeking out with me at the Forensic Food Laboratory behind me. I test foods for contamination. I've tested vaccines, too, of course, using that instrument behind me, way back there. I'm looking on the monitor. The one with the exhaust vent coming out, that's the ICP-MS. That's an Agilent 7700 instrument, and using that instrument, I looked at vaccines for mercury. The instrument's really good at that, and I found over 50,000 parts per billion of mercury in a flu shot. And those are the same flu shots that are given to children in California, thanks to the Secretary of Health there, Dooley, I think is her name, who said, yeah, it's okay to inject children with mercury now. So that's what they're doing in California. Pretty sad. But how to detox from vaccines? Here's the issue. Vaccines, the reason some children are severely harmed and sometimes even killed by vaccines, and you know, we saw all the swine flu vaccines cause permanent brain damage in just hundreds, maybe thousands of children across Europe. There was the big payout from the UK government. We see HPV vaccines in the United States causing, putting young girls into comas and sometimes killing them. We've seen deaths, hospitalizations, seizures are very, very common following vaccines. And of course, autism, especially in African-American boys, as was revealed by the CDC scientist whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. Here's the issue. A couple of factors. One is there can be a genetic predisposition to being unable to clear out the vaccine chemicals. This is key to understand. What causes vaccines to become extremely toxic and cause brain damage, seizures, comas, death, and so on, is the chemical adjuvants. These adjuvants can include, they're intentionally added to the vaccines by the manufacturers. There is no, they're not tested for safety at all. In fact, when they do the test, they put these adjuvants in the solution that's injected into the placebo group to make sure that the treatment group doesn't show any more side effects than the placebo group. It's total science fraud, but that's what they do. That's the vaccine industry. It's a criminal industry run by fraudulent scientists and profiteers who harm children for money. That's all they are. They're criminals. So we have aluminum in them. There's mercury in them in the form of thimerosal. There's also MSG, which is a neurotoxin in food. And then there's formaldehyde, which is also neurotoxic. So for someone to be able to take a vaccine shot and be okay, they have to be able to very quickly clear out these potentially deadly toxins that attack their nervous system. And this is why Gardasil shots, for example, on the insert, it says if you get the shot, you can lose consciousness, you can pass out, fall down, and hurt yourself. It's right there on the warning sheet. It's well known that, you know, you pass out. Well, how can you pass out if it's not affecting your neurology in some way? Clearly, the vaccine is affecting your neurology. And this is where autism comes from, is when a child cannot clear those adjuvants. And then they stay in the system. The mercury binds onto certain receptor sites in the body. The aluminum stays in there. The MSG, the formaldehyde, whatever it is, stays in there and keeps causing damage, where other children can clear it out easily. So if you have to take a vaccine shot, the key question is, how do you support your body's ability to clear out these toxic adjuvant chemicals that are intentionally added to vaccines? That's the question. Now, for most people, they can adequately clear out these chemicals if they have good hydration and good mineralization through foods and supplements. I'll talk about that in more detail. For people who are unable to clear these out, that's where they have the damage. And that's why vaccines don't cause noticeable harm in every child who gets them. They cause noticeable harm and deaths and brain damage in a relatively small percentage of the children who receive them. So if you inject 1 million children with a specific vaccine, there might be 1,000 of them who have noticeable neurological damage that can be measured and quantified. And that's 1 out of 1,000. You know, 1,000 out of 1 million is 1 out of 1,000. I don't know if that's the actual number. I'm just using that for demonstration purposes. So how do you help your body clear out these toxic adjuvants and mercury as a heavy metal? Well, mineralization is really key to this because mercury competes with zinc for its ability to bind with receptor sites all over the body, including in your nerve cells, organs, tissues, blood, everywhere. So if you are low in zinc, then mercury can become more toxic to your body because it is being absorbed in more places. So one answer to this is to simply take more zinc in many days before you're getting this mandatory vaccine because some government thug put a gun to your head and said you have to take this shot, which is coming, by the way. That's the new system of medical totalitarianism. It's just gunpoint medicine. Again, there are things you can do before that. You can take zinc. You can build up your zinc, the zinc in your blood, the zinc in your body. Now, zinc, obviously you can take too much. There is a toxicity level, but for most people that's difficult to reach. But take it in a reasonable quantity. Take a supplement that has a reasonable amount of zinc in it. I'm not saying eat a whole bottle of zinc. That would not be good. You need more than just zinc, though. You need other minerals as well. So you need really an organic diet helps because it has higher mineralization. And you also, it would be good to have a multi-mineral supplement that's clean and doesn't have high lead in it, because a lot of them do. I've tested a lot of them here in this lab on that instrument, the ICP-MS. And I've seen lead levels that are kind of scary in some of them. So watch out for lead, but definitely increase mineralization. Now, the other thing is to really boost your intake of sulfur, which helps your body detox through metabolic pathways that are blueprinted into your DNA. So make sure you get sulfur in your diet, garlic, raw egg. It doesn't have to be raw. Egg yolks, they can be cooked. It's fine. I eat raw eggs, which is why I mentioned that. But that's because I raise them on my own farm, so I know they're clean. I'm not sure I would trust raw eggs from the grocery store. You can also get sulfur from MSM supplements. That's a great source for sulfur. There are many other sources of sulfur. You can check that out. I like to use turmeric to have that in the body because turmeric reduces inflammation as a spice and as a food. It's known for reducing inflammation. Well, what do vaccines do to your body? They cause inflammation. In fact, these adjuvants, the aluminum, the MSG, and there are other, squalene, for example, there are other adjuvants. They're designed to cause inflammation, which the vaccine people say will increase the antibody response to the vaccine. But actually, it causes neurological damage in people who have an over-excitatory response to the inflammation-inducing adjuvants. So turmeric may be able to help alleviate that. We don't have hard data yet on taking turmeric before getting vaccinated, but it's a reasonable line of inquisition and discovery. So, and turmeric has so many other benefits too that it's just great to make part of your diet. I've begun blending it in with my smoothie every morning now, just, I don't know, like a quarter teaspoon or something of turmeric every day. In terms of other things that can defend you, obviously high vitamin C can really help your body. When I had my mercury taken out by a dentist many, many years ago, they gave me high vitamin C before the procedure and had me on an oxygen mask to breathe through my nose with oxygen so that I did not breathe in the mercury as they were drilling out the fillings. So vitamin C is a great protective way to do that as well. I would also recommend just across the board vitamin D supplementation to bring that level up, so it can activate your immune system in more ways. Remember, you have a very powerful nanotechnology miracle called your immune system, but if it's not activated, it's not going to work for you. And even though vaccine chemicals are not pathogens, nonetheless, there are portions of your immune system genetic code that can be activated by vitamin D that can help eliminate even chemicals from your body as well. So it's not just pathogens. The immune system has many, many functions beyond just bacteria and viruses. So with that said, lots and lots of water, and then also reduce your exposure to other potentially toxic substances in the meantime. In other words, before you get vaccinated, if they're going to put a gun to your head and force you to get vaccinated, I would avoid fried foods. I would avoid burnt foods like barbecue, you know, just for this time. I would avoid overdosing on alcohol. You know, you don't want to get smashed because that's going to, hit your liver hard. I would avoid Tylenol and acetaminophen, the painkillers that are very toxic to the liver. In fact, I would take licorice root extract which has glycyrrhizin in it, the liver protecting nutrient that is very, very powerful and protects you from alcohol, protects you from Tylenol as well. So there are so many things that you can do to protect yourself before you get vaccinated, if you have to get vaccinated. The truth is that vaccines, the toxic chemicals that are put into vaccines can be eliminated by most people who have a healthy lifestyle. It's only a small number that are critically damaged by these vaccines. But given that vaccines are mandated onto so many hundreds of millions of people, that's why you have such a huge raw number of children damaged by them. And many of those children, I believe, could be protected if they had healthier diets, if they had healthier natural detox through, eating good diets and having good nutrient density in their food and good nutritional supplementation, food-based supplements, clean water, all these other things. Like those kids in Flint, Michigan, they were drinking lead in their water. So, of course, they had lead poisoning, and that's going to compromise their ability to eliminate mercury and aluminum because the body is working so hard focused on the lead, some of those metabolic resources are not available to work on aluminum and mercury and whatever else is in that vaccine shot. So don't allow your health to be compromised through these other methods. And then you can, again, if you're forced to, you can take a vaccine shot with a higher confidence that your body will be able to eliminate those toxic chemicals before they can cause serious neurological damage. That's the key. Now, many of us, I'm about to wrap this up, but many of us, like I've been vaccinated many years ago when I was a child, obviously. But fortunately, in those days, more vaccines were available as single dose vaccines. Whereas today, they like to combine the vaccines into one dose, and they use thimerosal more as a preservative today because they're even using like a 10-shot vial instead of a single dose vial. So a lot of the vaccines that I got were single dose vials. So I think I was very fortunate in that way, whereas children today are being really maimed and harmed and given permanent damage by vaccines that contain more adjuvants and more thimerosal, more mercury. So until the vaccine industry criminality is fully exposed and we stop this insane practice of poisoning children with adjuvants in vaccines, we will have to take steps to protect ourselves using nutrition, using good hydration, using good natural medicine to allow our bodies to clear out these toxins before they can damage us. So I hope that's been helpful. And yes, I ate some pie and it was delicious. I hope you eat some delicious pie too. And thanks for joining me here at the Natural News Forensic Food Laboratory with my mobile sample cart. If you have questions that you'd like to ask me, I will answer as many as I can on camera. Just go ahead and paste your questions in the comment section below, and we'll try to answer the most common questions. So thanks for watching. Take care. If you want to stay informed, click subscribe now, and you'll be alerted when I release new videos.